Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are ready for this week's weekly guitar meeting. The first guitar of this week is made by one of the most popular guitar luthiers worldwide. It's made by the Italian maestro Andrea Tacchi, who is appreciated by many guitar luthiers and artists. This guitar is from 1994. It's the Cochlea model, and as far as I know, this is one of the first prototypes of a Cochlea, which is a construction of the top. It's a specific bracing pattern. And this guitar has the number 166. It comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. Very beautiful Indian rosewood. It looks slightly different than the other Indian rosewoods. And we have also a slightly elevated fingerboard. Andrea Tacchi guitars sound just gorgeous. But it's not only the sound quality, it's also the power of the guitar and how much the tones are able to go forward. Let me play a few notes on it and you will hear it. Again, it has a gorgeous sound. What I love in general about the Andrea Tacchi guitars is that the guitar is super loud. It has also a very natural response and the tones are going forward, but the tone is still super beautiful and also very well separated. And you have also that little, let's say, cream around the notes, which makes it very pleasant and round. It's like the guitar is telling me, just don't talk, let me talk. And it's also a guitar with a lot of parameters. You can create many colors, you can play with the dynamic, and it gives you a lot of possibilities and options. Super long, and also the sustain is very good. An Andrea Tacchi guitar from 1994 with a gorgeous sound. You can't tell it in another way. And let me know your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. Let's move to the next one. And the next guitar is made by the German guitar luthier Daniel Stark, whose guitars are being played by many, many professional classical guitarists. This model by Daniel Stark is called Performer, and it has the number 173. It comes with a spruce top. We have a cutaway, and we have Indian rosewood back and sides. What is also super important to many guitarists who play guitars with cutaway is a pickup system. And we have also a pickup system in this guitar, which is a very good option. You can amplifying the guitar if you are playing with other instruments, or also if you are playing solo in a bigger concert hall. Let's play a few notes on it and see how it sounds. Wow, to be honest, I didn't expect this kind of sound, because usually when I see a guitar with a cutaway, I don't expect that guitar to have a lot of overtones or long sustain. But this is exactly the opposite with this guitar. It has a super long sustain, like an electric guitar which is amplified, and you have a lot of overtones. It's full of overtones. I also like the soft sound character of this guitar. And if you like, or if you feel comfortable on a guitar with a slightly more narrow neck and string spacing, I think you will like this guitar a lot. Beautiful sound, different than I expected in a positive way. Let me know your thoughts on the sound of this Daniel Stark Performer guitar. And let's move to the next one. Before I start to talk about the luthier of this guitar, I have a question. What do you think? What is this wood? I give you 5 seconds to think about it. This is not wood. This is papier-mâché. So this is a material made of paper strips and water and glue. And the mix of all of this turns into a very hard object, which is super lightweight also. So actually something that guitar luthiers love. This guitar is made by the Italian guitar luthier Fabio Zontini, and this guitar is also called papier-mâché guitar, which is inspired by Antonio de Torres, who also built a guitar with papier-mâché. This guitar has the number 299, and it comes with spruce top and, of course, paper back and sides. Super interesting, and it's very lightweight. So I expect this guitar to have a also fast response, and let's see. God, I didn't expect this kind of sound, because we had also a few months ago a papier-mâché guitar made by Fabio Zontini, and that guitar didn't sound like this. I guess because that guitar was still very new, it was a bit more closed, and this guitar sounds much more open. It's from 2023, so maybe also the papier-mâché will improve, not only the wood, but also this material made of paper will improve with time. It has a very, first of all, long sustain. Super long sustain. For a lightweight wood, it's actually very impressive. A lot of overtones and very well balanced. Very even sound. Every tone has the same loudness and intensity. And what do you think? Do you miss that woody sound? Because in my honest opinion, I don't feel like this guitar isn't made of wood. It sounds still so natural and so woody. Last piece. So, a Fabio Zontini guitar, papier-mâché guitar, made of paper, and so paper strips mixed with water and glue, and the result is a hardened material which is very strong and lightweight. Let's move to the next guitar. So, the next guitar is coming from South America. It's made by the Colombian guitar maker Diego Valencia. I had recently a few guitars from South America in my hands, and I'm surprised that a lot of those instruments have a super modern look. Also the construction, they have mostly an armrest, sound port, elevated fingerboard, and this wasn't what I expected from guitars from South America. I always expected a much more traditional guitar, but the guitars that I had in my hands, at least until now, were the more modern constructed guitars. And this guitar is from 2016. It has some little marks and scratches on the top, but overall it's in a good condition. It has a cedar top, as I already mentioned, an armrest, sound port. What do you think? What kind of wood is this? You can write it down in the comments, and afterwards check the woods on our website. You can find the link in the video description. Loud. it's a super powerful guitar, and I have expected already this kind of sound, but I think it has still something very sweet in the tone. What do you think? And also the response of the guitar is super fast. It's also due to the construction of the top. It has a lattice braced top. It makes the guitar sounding very responsive, and the tones come out easily. Guitar made by Diego Valencia from Colombia. Beautiful. And let me know your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. Let's move to the next one. And the next guitar is a beautifully decorated guitar made by Dieter Hopf. As you can see on the bridge of the guitar, the rosette, and also on the headstock, we have some nice artwork. This guitar made by Dieter Hopf is the model 1980s artist. It comes with a cedar top and super beautiful Santos rosewood back and sides. Dieter Hopf was from Germany, and I also know many great guitar luthiers who has been working with him and learned a lot from him and in his workshop. Well, let me play a few notes on this Dieter Hopf guitar, the 1980s artist model. So, I noticed two things. First of all, it's not a super bassy or deep sounding guitar. If you play the basses, you are not going to feel the whole guitar resonating with deep resonances. But the sustain of this guitar is incredible. It has such a compact and well-balanced sound combined with a long sustain. Lovely. And very bright. Thank you. I think this the super well balanced sound of this guitar gives you as a player a very comfortable and pleasant feeling. You have the feeling that you are in control of everything. And this is what you want if you are playing a guitar. Again, the sustain is, I think, the highlight of this Dieter Hopf guitar. Let's move to the next guitar, which is for me personally a premiere because I had never had my hands on that guitar. Are you enjoying the video? I hope so. And if it's the case, please leave a like. And if you are still not a subscriber, subscribe to our channel to not to miss a lot of contents that we are producing for you. The last guitar of this week, which is heavily decorated and very beautiful, is made by Erez Matrafi from Israel, to be more specific, from Moria. This guitar has, or this model is called Tukea. I assume it's inspired by Andrea Tacchi Cochlea Tukea guitar models with three-piece top. We have cedar and spruce in the middle, and always beautiful rosette, very artistic, I would say. But also the back of the guitar has a super nice decoration, what I personally like a lot. And we have cypress back and sides. This guitar is brand new from 2026, and I'm very curious how this guitar sounds. It's the first time that I'm playing this guitar. First qualities that I notice is a very even sound, very compact sound. You don't have the feeling that one tone or one string is popping out, and it's very compact. I also like the trebles a lot. Very mellow singing. And one of the other qualities that I want to mention is the playability of this guitar. I think from all the guitars of this week, this one was the most comfortable guitar to play on for me, just because of the shape of the neck and the string spacing and the nut. Great job. So it was a Erez Matrafi guitar, brand new from 2026, the Tukea model. Let me know your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. For me, it was a premiere and it's a very good guitar. It has a well-balanced sound. It's super comfortable to play. And yeah, congratulations to him. It was also the last guitar of this week. I hope you enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting. If you did, please don't forget to leave a like. Have a good weekend and see you next week.